Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q3 and 9-month FY26 earnings call hosted by Hindustan Oil Exploration Company Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Lonnie Sonee from Ernst & Young, Investor Relations team. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Lonnie.
Thank you. Good day, everyone, and welcome to the Q3 earnings call of Hindustan Oil Exploration Company Limited. The company published its result on February 13th and has uploaded the investor presentation on the exchanges yesterday. I trust all of you have had the opportunity to review them. Before we start, a disclaimer: some of the statements made in today's earnings call may be forward-looking in nature. Such forward-looking statements are subject to risks and uncertainties, which could cause actual results to differ from those anticipated. Participants are cautioned not to place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements while making their investment decisions. On that note, let me introduce you to the management participating with us in today's conference call. We have with us Mr. R. Jeevananda, Managing Director, Mr. Senthilnathan, CFO, and Ms. Josephine Desi, Company Secretary. Without further ado, I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Jeevananda. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Quarter 3 Financial Year 26 earnings call. From our team, I have Krishnan Raghavan, our Chief Technical Officer, and Senthilnathan, our Chief Financial Officer, joining me on this call. I will start with the updates on the Northeastern region. Let me begin with an update on the Karsang block. As of today, we have drilled the eight wells, and ninth well is in progress. Out of eight wells, five wells are oil wells, and sixth well is completed as gas well. The other two wells will be perforated once the drilling of the ninth well is completed and will be hooked up for production. Sixth well encountered with well control issue is resolved and converted as gas producer. It was tested for production, and with a minimum choke, it can be on continuous production of about 2 million standard cubic feet per day. The results from the sixth well authenticate the substantial volume of gas, which can be commercialized at the earliest once the Northeast gas grid is fully operational. Though we have completed the drilling of seventh and eighth well, we'll be perforated along with ninth well once the drilling of the ninth well is completed, as all the three wells are in the same plinth. You are aware that we have secured environmental clearance for drilling 40 development wells and three exploration wells in the block. We will continue to drilling to reach the full potential of the block, subject to partners' approval. Our current production level is about 800 barrels per day, and some workover of existing wells could not be taken up due to repair of workover rig after the well control issue. We earnestly hope that with the support of Oil India Limited, we can unlock substantial value for all stakeholders in the block. GNG review of the data of newly drilled wells with the data of old wells authenticate the potential of the field already communicated by GTA. We have received responses to the expression of interest for a 2,000 horsepower rig as well as 1,000 horsepower rig. We will finalize the drilling rigs to progress further. For the Duroc field, the revised field development plan has been approved, enabling an extension of the block. We plan to drill a well in North Duroc, targeting the Barail formation. Based on the responses to the expression of interest for a 2,000 horsepower rig, we will finalize the drilling contract upon receipt of the formal extension letter from the Government of India. Duroc gas sales for the current quarter is 13 million standard cubic feet per day, while the offtake in the previous quarter was 14 million standard cubic feet per day. Accordingly, sales volume of the current quarter is 0.31 BCF compared to 0.34 BCF in the previous quarter for our share. Condensate production is 5,614 barrels compared to 5,858 barrels in the previous quarter. Price realized in the current quarter is $7.32 per MMBTU compared to $7.8 in the previous quarter. While the field with an existing well has the capacity to produce up to 45 million standard cubic feet per day, production has been constrained due to limited demand. It can be seen that IGGL has hooked up the connection up to Numaligarh, from Guwahati and commissioned it. It is to note that mechanical completion of the DNPL line also has been completed. Now the connection of DNPL line with the IGGL line is yet to be completed, expected by end of March 2026. Good progress has been made. We are closely watching the development to augment our capacity to meet the increase in demand. We hope that the increase in uptake will occur before the end of the fourth quarter of the current financial year, ending 31st March 2026 or early first quarter of 26-27. We anticipate the grid to be operational within financial year 26-27. We will augment our capacity by drilling in North Dirac and by drilling three more development wells in Dirac. This will enable us to increase the sales volume to meet the rising demand by connecting the Northeast gas grid to the national gas grid. Block AAONHP 2017-19, which we refer to as Block 19, is an area adjacent to Dirac known as the Greater Dirac and is analog to the Dirac structure. We have received the environmental clearance. We have also secured 2-year extension effective December 2025 to drill exploration wells. Regarding the Umatara block, we have 10% participating interest in this block, where IOCL is the operator holding 90% participating interest. IOCL has started drilling the first development well and has drilled up to 4,300 meters and tested, needs stimulation, and this will be after completing the second well. We endeavor to complete our drilling in the Northeast within 2 years to commercialize the discovered resources to meet the increased demand on completion of the eastern gas grid. Moving to our Gambay blocks, we have drilled 2 wells in North Balol, 1 well flowed oil in Balol Pay, which will be put on production. And the second well is planned to sidetrack for Babagru formation. With this, we will have 4 wells on production from North Balol. We plan to drill 2 wells in Azjol. We also expect to receive final clearance for the ring-fenced production sharing contract along with the extension of the Palich block. Following the extension, we will install SRP in existing wells and drill additional wells in Palich. These activities are expected to enhance the value across the Gambay assets. Overall production from the Gambay wells remains stable at 0.32 MMSCF of gas in quarter 3 financial 26 compared with 0.33 MMSCFD in quarter 2. Now I will talk about our offshore blocks in Kaveri and Mumbai. Coming to the Mumbai offshore blocks, in case of B15, the GNG review and preparation of the development plan is in progress. Given the water depth of about 40 meters, we should be able to put the field of production within about 2 years. In block B80, we hold 100% participating interest. Production in the current quarter is 45,742 barrels of oil and 0.4 BCF of gas, compared to 31,468 barrels of oil and 0.23 BCF of gas in the previous quarter. During this quarter, the average gas price realized is 10.5 per MMBTU compared to US$10.62 in the previous quarter. Our plan to work over the D1 well continuous and the plan for drilling additional 3 wells in progress, which will start after the forthcoming monsoon. And we have sold about 417,000 barrels of crude oil to HPCL in accordance with the crude offtake and sales agreement. Title and risk and incurable interest transferred to HPCL at the offshore delivery point on 25th September 2025. Nearly 3 weeks after taking the custody of the crude, HPCL raised a concern regarding the contamination. While the COSA does not include any warranty or representation regarding the crude quality, and therefore there is no basis for any claim or cost on us, and we are actively pursuing all available avenues to realize the outstanding dues from HPCL. Kaveri offshore block, based on the study by PetroVietnam, we propose drilling 2 infill wells, 1 appraisal well through the existing platform and 1 exploration well outside the platform. The project remains economically attractive even at a PPAC pricing, given the minimal incremental capital requirement and the availability of substantial unrecovered costs. Moving to the quarterly results, our EBITDA for the current quarter is 31 crores in the consolidated accounts compared to 25 crores in the previous quarter. We remain committed to drilling a total of 18 shallow wells and 3 deep wells in Karsan, 4 wells in Dirac, 2 wells in Greater Dirac and 2 wells in each in Azjol and Palich in our onshore assets. To unlock the potential of our offshore fields, we plan to drill 10 offshore wells, 3 wells in PY1, 3 wells in B80 and 4 wells in B15. Timing could change, but it is our endeavor to complete the drilling to unlock the value of all our assets. HOEG's reserves and resource potential are estimated about 100 million barrels of oil equivalent for its share. These resources can be developed in a cost-effective manner, offering substantial value creation for all stakeholders. We remain confident in our ability to navigate temporary challenges and committed to progressing our drilling program and monetizing the discovered resources and reserves and resources. Now, I will now hand over to Senthil, our CFO, to take you through the financial results in detail.
Thanks, Mr. Jiva. Good morning, all. Standalone revenue for this quarter is rupees 77.32 crores compared to rupees 321.51 crores in the previous quarter, which includes crude oil sale of rupees 258.78 crores from BATPL. Revenue from gas sale from BAT for the current quarter is rupees 40.22 crores compared to rupees 22.94 crores in the previous quarter. Current quarter revenue increase in BAT is mainly due to continuous production of gas, which is 401 MMSCF in this quarter compared to 229 MMSCF in the previous quarter, which was impacted by monsoon disruptions. In the case of Dialog, revenue for the current quarter is rupees 23.78 crores compared to rupees 26.57 crores in the previous quarter. During this quarter, 314 MMSCF of gas was sold compared to 339 MMSCF of gas sold in the previous quarter. Similarly, 5,614 barrels of oil was sold in this quarter compared to 5,858 barrels of oil sold in the previous quarter. The decrease in revenue is mainly due to less offtake from gas customers and margin reduction in selling prices. In standalone accounts, the field operating expenses for this quarter is rupees 60.34 crores compared to rupees 46.51 crores. Statutory levies are rupees 12.44 crores for the current quarter compared to rupees 10.6 crores in the previous quarter. Similarly, total cost without stock adjustment in the current quarter is rupees 87.7 crores compared to rupees 71.5 crores in the previous quarter. The increase in expenses is mainly due to increase in production in BATPL. Standalone EBITDA for the current quarter is rupees 23.89 crores compared to rupees 28.81 crores in the previous quarter. Profit after tax for the current quarter is rupees 11.96 crores compared to rupees 19.04 crores in the previous quarter. In consolidated accounts, the revenue from operations for this quarter is rupees 81.04 crores compared to rupees 64.53 crores, excluding crude oil sale in the previous quarter. Total expenses without stock adjustment in the consolidated accounts for the current quarter is rupees 94.32 crores compared to rupees 85.95 crores in the previous quarter. In consolidated accounts, EBITDA for this quarter is rupees 30.99 crores compared to rupees 25.15 crores in the previous quarter. Consolidated profit after tax for the current quarter is rupees 8.28 crores compared to rupees 2.83 crores in the previous quarter. India Ratings has reaffirmed the rating Ind AS for rupees 500 crores bank loan. With the internal accrual and continued production and with the borrowings for capital expenditure as required, we will meet all our obligations. Thanks, and back to Mr. Jiva.
Thanks, Senthil. We can now open the forum for questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchstone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants, you are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. We have the first question from the line of Gautam Rajesh from Leo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity. My question is, what is the exact status of the Northeast grid connectivity for Dialog? The PPT basically mentioned that the mechanical work is done. What all is pending here, sir, between now and when the connectivity happens?
See, as we understand from the people whom we have talked to them, that one, as I told you in the last quarter itself, they have connected the Guwahati to Numaligarh. Now from Duliajan to Numaligarh, that is a DNPL existing line. They need to have 50 kilometers line is to be repaired and that mechanical completion has been fully completed in a way that the line is ready to be connected to the IGGL line at Numaligarh. For that, they may look for some shutdown of the refinery for some days. Once that is done, then the line will get connected. That will immediately augment the. See, in the manner that as at the moment it is established from the outside, gas can come up to Numaligarh. Now the gas from Duliajan to move out of Assam, that could be possible when this connection is made. That is a shorter duration work. We expect it should be get completed by March. The augmentation of the offtakes should take place at least by the first quarter of the next year.
Understood. That'll be it from my side.
Gautam, do you have any further questions?
No, that is it from my end. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Harshit Khadka from RoboCapital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, as per our internal budgets or estimates, what can be the net production for FY 2027 and 2028 and the debt level for the same period?
2027, 2028 would be the. We are depending on the Northeast grid line connected. That will increase our production by at least another threefold increase. That's what we believe. We don't intend to borrow anything for onshore developments. That would be the immediate low-hanging fruit which we can go for it.
Okay. Sir, can we expect Dirok to go to 45 MMSCFD from Q1 FY 2027 itself, and this additional gas offtake will be consumed by which customer?
It will go get into the grid, you know. Once it gets into the grid, then it is on the. Anybody can consume. There is no regular customer required for you. Which can, you can enter into any long-term arrangement, short-term arrangement, whatever it is. The gas supply will go up to the Hazira, right?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Dhruv Rawani from Shriji Finserv LLP. Please go ahead.
Sir, can you give me some timelines on the workover well for BAP?
I think we are supposed to do it, but by all probabilities, we should be able to in the immediately after the monsoon.
What was supposed to happen in February now happen in post-monsoon?
Yeah, I think we are trying to do that before 15th of May.
Okay.
By all most likely it will be happen after the monsoon.
Any specific reason that we are unable to source the rig or any further technical challenges?
It is not only source the rig and there is an onshore activities are going in a full swing in eastern region because as we are speaking, we are drilling on the wells in Karsan and some resource constraint because we have to get the money from HPCL. With these resource constraints, I think we will be able to do it in the. After the monsoon would be sure, and before the monsoon is little doubtful.
Okay. Are we on track for the PY-1 wells which were supposed to start in April?
PY-1 well, we can go up to still October. There should not be any problem of drilling. Our people are trying to get the rig at the lowest possible rates. They are trying to do whatever the best they can do to start the drilling at the earliest. As I told you know, the offshore campaign is little getting delayed because of the impact of the revenue.
Okay.
Revenue realization.
Okay. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Sucrit D. Patil from Eyesight Fintrade Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon to the team. I have two forward-looking questions. My first question is, beyond the production guidance, how will Hindustan Oil manage risk and uncertainty in the B80 field and the DROC phase 2 development, particularly around reservoir performance, regulatory approvals and execution timelines? What frameworks will ensure resilience if outputs or approvals don't move as planned? Just want to understand your point of view on this. Thank you.
Okay. First of all, two questions you raised. One is about the uncertainty, another one is about the risk. So we
correct.
Don't find any uncertainty in these events. So risk is akin to the oil and gas business, which is below the subsurface, and that is the only risk. And the risk is more mitigated by already drilled the number of wells. So DROC, we don't have any uncertainty on the, we don't have any risk as expected. And the risk is much limited. And similarly in BIT also, there is no problem on the reserves. There is no problem on the reservoir. And at the moment, the government of India is pushing for drilling maximum number of wells. There would not be any constraint from the government of India to getting the approvals. So as usual, some small delays here and there will take place. That won't impact the operations to drill the wells on a drill the wells as well as put it on production.
Thank you and best wishes.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Sabri Hazarika from MK Global Financial Service. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. So first question is on DROC. So how much production you expect it to go up to once this Northeast Gas Grid DNPL connectivity happens?
I think we can go to the full potential, which is about 40 to 45 million cubic feet per day.
42. And currently what is the production?
13,
right. So this DNPL will have enough capacity to take care of your growth as well as Oil India's own increase, right?
This will be about additional minimum about 1 to 1.25 million cubic meters per day. That itself is about say 35 to 45. So even our volume additional is assume it another 30 million. The balance is still available for additional production from Oil India. I think this will at least give us some stability and improved uptake.
Right. And your, I think one pipeline from your fields to the Duliajan gathering station, that has been done?
50% has already been completed. That has been hooked up for the production. Hooked up with the Oil India line. And the balance line is in progress, but that is not going to hamper our 45 million by any means.
Okay, so the evacuation for 45 million up to Duliajan is ready from your side?
Even if it is tomorrow, it's ready.
Okay, and you mentioned that March end, this hookup is March end or probably Q1 of FY27, this hookup is expected. So this is subject to, it's just a technical hookup or is there some, from Oil India, we have come to know that there's some PNGRB approval also which is required to make it a common carrier, something of that sort. But if that doesn't come, then also this technical hookup can happen or both the things should happen simultaneously?
The PNGRB will give a clearance once it is fully hooked up.
Okay, once first the hookup will happen, then the PNGRB clearance will come, right? Okay, and for that NRL will have to take a shutdown also for this hookup to happen.
That's right, that should not be more than about a week.
Right, and BAT right now, what is the guidance? Are you like giving a target in terms of increase in production or are we at this range only and trying to like reduce the impact?
It will be in this range only till the workover is completed.
Okay, those 2-3 wells which you are planning, after that there will be an increase in production. Is that right?
Yes, workover may improve, but till the time, till all the 3 wells are drilled, it will be on the similar line.
Okay, got it. And Last question. So what's the assessment for Kharsang? You have 35% stake right now, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And what is, you mentioned that you've got the environmental approval. I mean, 8 wells you've already drilled, right? And they've been put into production or they are being tested right now?
You could listen to me that around 5 wells are already on production.
Right.
And the other 2 wells along with the 6th well is completed as a gas well. And it is on the same plinth, you know, 2 rigs cannot work simultaneously. So the 2 completed wells are to be perforated. And the this will happen along with the 3rd well completion. So which we are expecting by the end of this month or 15, by all probability by 15th of March, we will be able to hook it up.
And do you have a plan, production plan for next, say, 2 years? How do you see the production of Kharsang, both oil as well as gas?
This is actually a field which is having, see, 28 wells are already on production, which are all depleted, which are all on the old legacy wells.
Hmm.
This 9 wells are the new wells. And we are expecting the new wells can produce better and the old wells needs to work over. Right. So the production plan per se is about targeting about 1,000 plus barrels.
Okay.
With the existing well.
Right. And is there any pricing upside to it in terms of new wells gas or how would the pricing be for this incremental gas which is coming?
Yeah, I think we have the Government of India as the policy, but it's all subject to the demand, right?
Okay, only if it is like sent to sectors like CGD and all, you will get that premium pricing. Is that right? Otherwise, it is like classified as a stranded gas, so maybe like it's like at that APM rates only. Is that right now?
It has to be now. The grid connectivity comes, it is no longer standard. So then you will be looking for all the price, the premium thereon.
Okay, okay enough. And just one last
Sorry
question.
Sorry to interrupt,
okay,
Mr. Chabri.
Yeah.
I would request you to rejoin the queue.
Yeah, thanks and all the best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management will be able to answer all the questions from the participants in the question queue, we request you to kindly limit your questions to 2 per participant. If you have a follow-up question, please rejoin the queue again. We will take the next question from the line of Mehul Panjwani from 40 Cents. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Sir, what is the update on the PY3 arbitration?
So it is, the tribunal has been constituted. Now the tribunal will be deciding on that seat and venue, and after that they will get on to the substance of the matter.
Sir, what is the timeline for this? Any idea?
Arbitration, what timeline I can give you? It is up to the tribunal can give you the timeline.
Right. Okay. Okay, sir. And sir, how many days was BAT operational in this quarter, sir?
This quarter, almost 90 days we have been operating, except 1 or 2 days. It is about 89 days, right?
Okay. Okay. And sir, this HPCL issue, what they had mentioned that it is, they have found contamination. That was expected to be get resolved in the last quarter itself. So why is it such a overhang? I mean, if it's such a trivial issue.
We have been requesting and we continue to request and we hope some resolutions will come because our substantial money get blocked. So we wanted to have an early resolution and we have been doing all the best possible efforts and trying to talk to our people, talk to HPCL. That's the status now.
So how much funds are pending on this one?
259 crores plus interest.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you so much. I'll come back. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Amit Mehendali from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. So my first question is on the production, net production. So if we were to move to say from our current levels of 2,500, 3,000 types to say 6,000 level, what is the by field net production that we are estimating? Can we please get numbers like Kharsang, BAT, that way split of 6,000?
No, I think we are waiting for that. I've already told Karsten we will be ramp up of 2,000 barrels, and Dirham should go about to three times of the current production. These are the two immediate things, and a smaller volume can come out from the Cambay. And we cannot give the exact numbers as such, we either way will be wrong.
Right, sir, if I look at the math, because that way Dirham will add only 600, incremental. I mean, Dirham will become essentially, about 600 barrels, and Karsten,
Your math is wrong. You can recheck the numbers. Your math is wrong. You can recheck.
We are doing 237, right? Or 250 for Dirham. So we'll go to 750.
Okay, now Dirham, how much is the... See, you have to convert into the gas into oil, right?
BOEPD, okay.
You do that, it'll be much better number.
Okay, understood. And my second question is, sir, on the transition part. So, what is the path there, and do you wish to hold your personal equity in the company going forward?
So that's the personal equity remains with the company like any other investment. Okay, now I think the NR committee and board is looking for the new CEO, which you will get an announcement shortly on that.
Right. So how long do you plan to stay with the company? Any, I mean, color on the transition, that will be helpful.
Change is the law of life, yeah.
Sorry?
Right. Change is the law of life, right?
Right.
Yeah. Constant is the change.
Right. Perfect. And my last question, if I may.
Be peaceful at home.
Yeah, true. So last question on the EBITDA margins, maybe for 2027-2028, broadly, what type of, in percentage term, what type of margins do we expect?
Should be somewhere around 60%.
Okay, sir. Great. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Riddhesh Gandhi from Discover Capital. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Hi, sir. Just want to understand, when we had initially spoken about doing incremental actually wells after the pipeline was actually up and running. Just wanted to understand the reason why we are already starting to do it, despite, we were earlier expecting this pipeline to be completed in the middle of last year, then the end of this year, then early this year. And we had talked about, I mean, March and April actually now. Given we've got a limited resource, I just wanted to understand the logic of actually starting it, given that delays appear to be in actually indefinite here.
It's not the work carried out by us. It is carried out by the government companies, and they are the one running the... They are the one laying
the line and connecting. No, incremental wells, which we are exploring. Just, I thought that the logic was we will start the additional exploration only after the pipeline is complete, given the completion of the pipeline isn't in our hands.
As you say that, we are constantly drilling one well per month on an average, and that progress will continue on it. Karsten drilling is going on it, and we are looking for the rig to drill the Dirham extension is pending with the Government of India, which we get as at the earliest. Once the extension comes, then we have to start the drilling of the North Dirham.
Okay.
And that is about, and Cambay, we have drilled two wells in North Ballon, and we are waiting for the extension of the Palij and as well as the ring-fenced RFC from the Government of India. Once the extension comes, then we can ask our partners to put the money and we can start drilling.
Okay. Sir, and if you could sort of explain this HPCL issue slightly in a detail, because it's slightly strange that they would take the oil without actually really testing it. And then, given that they've actually made a large release, the refinery was closed down, and on the conference call also sort of indicated it was all a link to our oil. Just, if you could give a little bit incremental granularity on what the issue is, how the resolution is expected, and the exact status right now, because obviously it's going to impact our future capex, and is there any risk of this happening with other oil which is produced in the BAT?
So one thing is that there is no risk associated with the production of any oil from any of our fields. That is the first thing. Second thing, normally we sell the oil on FOB basis. You fully aware FOB basis means the risk and the risk insurable interest and the title transferred to the buyer. It is not with the seller. The buyer takes the delivery of the crude and putting into the tanker and then blending it with the other crudes and then using it to the refinery. And that's what has happened in this case. So we are requesting these issues all happening after the transfer of the title. So as far as we are concerned, the sale is fully completed and the amount is due to us. They are saying your oil is having some contamination, but we do not know. We are not responsible for those contamination, if any or anything, anywhere it happened. So we are open and transparent, and we have told them these are the oil we are going to sell, and that accordingly we transfer to their tanker, which has gone and taken by them and blended by them and refined by them. Now we are requesting them kindly release our payment. Our request will continue to be with HPCL. That's all from our side.
And have you taken any legal action against them?
Actually, that is, so whatever the legally they are asking, we are replying on legal manner, that's all. And we are wanted to have amicable resolution on this, and if that happens, it is well and good. If nothing happens, then that is the last resort, right?
God, and it typically, how long do these things legally take? Suppose it goes down the legal route, how long do these things?
In the COSA, any arbitration on this should be dealt within a period of 4 months.
Got it. But we've not started the arbitration.
No, no. We have no intention of doing anything on this thing. We want an amicable settlement. They are, after all, our big brother. We have to deal with them in the subsequent period also. We don't want to be in a litigation mode in life.
Got it, sir. And so we are hopeful it's like close to being resolved.
I think we hope and we pray for that.
Okay. And on the Karsang side, if you could expand on the potential we have from Karsang and how we are looking at the opportunity there.
So Karsang, yes, you see there is a well control issue on of the well drilled, and that means the potential of the gas is substantial enough to connect to the grid line. So Oil India is interested to drill additional number of wells, so we will be in a continuous mode of drilling there and the deeper prospects also, and this will unlock substantial value on the block. That's what we believe in, and every well would be adding at least about 100 barrels per day additional production. And if the gas are get, we are expecting even by perforating the shallower part of the existing wells and some other one or two new wells, we can go up to a minimum of 10 million cubic feet per day.
Got it. Thanks. That's all. Thanks.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Rajiv Agarwal from Sterling Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity. Data questions. So what is the conversion factor we use to convert gas into equivalent barrels of oil? That is my first question. And my
second question.
Yeah.
6,000 standard cubic feet is roughly equivalent to one barrel of oil.
Okay.
And now second question.
Second question, sir, if I see the consolidated P&L, sir, this revenue has declined from the last year, from 156 to 81, so I just want to understand what is happening there.
This is mainly due to the reduction on the Dirac offtake as well as the BAT.
Okay.
Both were not performing as expected.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Nirbhay Mahavar from N Square Capital. Please go ahead.
What is the net debt or cash in the book?
55 crores as on date.
55 crore debt or cash?
55 crore debt. And the cash is about 30 crore cash is there.
And would it be fair to assume, based on current expectation, that Dero production next financial year would be at least double of this year? Would it be fair?
We expect triple of this year.
For next financial year, FY27. So we would be expecting around 40,000 MMBTU daily production from Dero?
That's right.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Anubhav Goel from Cosmo Ventures. Please go ahead.
Sir, if I heard you right, if the HPCL issue is not resolved in the next 3 to 6 months and we don't get the money, then we would mostly delay the drilling for PY1 and B80 post-monsoon?
I think, see, once the money is get blocked, then you have to look at other options of raising funds, right?
Right, sir. Right. So, sir, the October timeline you mentioned for PY1, that is independent of the HPCL issue?
That is independent of the HPCL issue. We are trying all possible. See, once an issue is there for a substantial blockage of the revenue, and every day you look at, actually, you may realize it. Now we come to a state when you can't realize it will take more time, then that point in time you have to look for alternative source of funding, right?
Then this would mean you would take on more debt, or are we more open to equity as well?
Up to the board to have a look at it, and both options are open at the moment.
Got it, sir. And so you mentioned the new CEO, do we expect him or her to come within the next 3 to 6 months?
I think much earlier than that, I hope.
All right. Got it.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Prashant Bhaiya, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. First question, wanted to understand, on the HPCL issue only, in the current scheme of things, how much does it delay our plans? And secondly, do we also have, what is the amount of fuel do we have on the floating storage vessel? I mean, is there an option to sell more? That's one.
See, I don't think we have got an immediate option to sell anything on store. That is that's ruled out. In the overall, in my opinion, I may be wrong, it should be much earlier, but it will delay the whole process by about 4 to 6 months.
Yeah. Okay. So second question is on B-15. I mean, we had spoken about a year back that, once discovery was there, that it will take about 2 years, for us to start realizing. Now, given that we have 100% participating interest in this, and it's a shallow field, etc., and there are already some wells there, I mean, are we more aggressive? What is our, because this could be a significant, revenue changer for the company in the mid to long run. So, where are we with the development plans and environmental clearances, etc.?
I think we have already waiting for the mining lease. Once that is expected shortly, once the mining lease comes, and our people are already working on the development plan, that will be given to the Government of India for approval. After that, we will start placing orders for the materials and the things required in a slow and steady manner. So in a manner that we will be able to put the field on production within about 2 years from the submission of the development plan.
Right. Sir, overall, are you happy with the, as management, are you happy with the last couple of quarters production and the way things are going? Really, the stock is almost 50% down from a year. So what is your, management view in terms of, development, all the fields and the progress that was committed versus what is actually happening on the ground?
So I'm not happy about it. That's for sure. So one is even because you are able to produce, you are not able to sell. And second thing, you are continuing with the capital commitments. And the BAT is not performing as expected. These are the more of an issue, the surface issues which has to be resolved. Till the resolution comes, some of the things are not within our hands to do it. So till all these things are getting resolved, we are not able to achieve what we are expecting. There are gaps, and these are the gaps are getting filled up now. So we will be able to do much better once the grid connectivity comes into play.
Thank you for the transparency and all the best.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Manan Patel, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes, Manan.
Hello. Yes. Hello. Good morning, sir. Sir, first question is regarding the, just wanted to understand the accounting, because if I see the difference between standalone and console, the revenue is just 4 crores, while I understand Kharsang and the subsidiaries like Hindage and all those comes is consolidated apart from standalone. So I would have assumed that revenue in standalone would be much higher than just 4 crores. So can you throw some light on that?
I think, Manan, clearly I've seen what is happening is they are asking us to get rid of some of those. That might be the one of the issue for it. And you can send me that questions I can, because off the cuff I am not able to answer to you clearly. I will, you can give me a call and I will go through the numbers and explain to you.
Okay, sir. And sir, second question on Kharsang. So you mentioned 1,000 plus barrels. So is that only oil or that is including gas? Because you said
it's
gas.
It's oil.
Okay, so once gas connectivity is there, you can produce a lot better in Kharsang as well, right?
That's right.
Okay. Thanks a lot, sir. I'll get in touch with you.
Thanks, Manan.
Thank you. We have the next follow-up question from the line of Mehul Panjiani from 40 Cents. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you so much for all the responses. Sir, one update which I missed out is maybe I was not there in the commentary. So can you please brief on the new CEO and changes in the management?
I think NRC, what you call the Nomination Remuneration Committee, and the board is discussing with the people, and they will come out with the new CEO, and we will announce it actually.
So, sir, are you taking a different position at the executive level, or are you?
I won't be in any executive position.
So, sir, you are leaving your position, is it?
Yeah, I will not be in this position.
But sir, there has not been any update to the stock exchanges. Has this been announced only during the call today, or?
No, it has been already announced in the exchange long time back, January 22nd.
Oh. Okay. So, sir, how long will you be able to continue?
Till the new CEO comes, this is very clear in the message actually to the stock exchange.
Okay, sorry, sir, I missed out. And sir, about the BAT, as you said that you know it is not performing optimally. So. How would we rate the performance of the BAT currently?
See that what we are struggling with that we need to have a workover of the well, and that is getting delayed. Once the workover is done, the D1 well will do much better, and the D2 well as usual need the zone transition, and both the things we could do it, and it will be doing much better than what we expect. What is the currently?
So what do you, so can you elaborate on zone transition?
Sorry to interrupt, Mehul. I would request you to rejoin the queue again.
No, this is just a follow-up question on the
zone.
Thank you.
We
Okay, next question.
We have the next follow-up question from the line of Anubhav Goel from Cosmo Ventures. Please go ahead.
So the approval now for the next 9 wells for Kharsang, you mentioned we have to take partners approval. Any color you can provide on this?
So we are ready to drill the wells, but we are only 35%. The balance 65% approval is expected. As we speak, we have already circulated the operating committee approval for the 9 wells. Or immediately on 6 wells and then followed by another 3 wells little later. But the budget is proposed for the 9 wells and one deeper well.
So this is something we have recently submitted to the partner?
So it has been in discussion and we have to finalize the location. After finalizing the location, we have submitted to the partners.
All right, sir. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Radesh Gandhi from Discover Capital. Please go ahead.
Go ahead. Hi, sir. You know, you had indicated that you needed an extension on Assam. Just wanted to understand, is this just procedural or is there any risk attached to it or how should we be looking on that?
There is no risk attached. It has been already approved by DGH. It is in the regular procedural issue at the ministry, nothing else.
Got it. Okay. And this will happen after the pipeline or it's independent of when the pipeline
This has nothing to do with the pipeline or anything. It is just a procedural thing and which we have been pursuing with the ministry. It may be expected any moment.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That's all from me.
Thank you. We have the next follow-up question from the line of Mehul Panjwani from 40 Cents. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much for the follow-up opportunity. Sir, you were saying something about the zone transition. If you can elaborate, it will be helpful for D2.
What has happened was in D2 well, we have perforated the gas zones. Now there are other 3 zones on the top. Once the gas zones started depleting on that, then we have to perforate on the top zones, which will also produce oil and gas. Right? So this will be normally being done during the workover.
And sir, we expect to finish all the workover by October 2026, is it?
I think if you are not able to do anything on this season, then the next season starts end of October. From October to April, we can do that work.
Right, sir. And sir, given the, I heard you about the DROC offtake, that the, it can be triple of what we are doing right now. So, what would be the timelines we can expect on that one?
Yes, we are ready with the 6 well production and the 6 well can be 5 wells and the 6 well, 6 can be hooked up for production. Once the line, once there is a demand excess, right? Now, the demand will increase only when the grid connectivity is over. So, we shall be on a day's job, right? So, the demand is there, it is a day's job.
Okay, so as soon as the demand is there, we are kind of ready for the offtake. Right, sir. Okay, thank you so much, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Jeevanandam for closing comments.
Thank you all for joining this call. Our onshore drilling program is progressing well. And we intend to maintain this momentum as we work to unlock the full value of our onshore assets. We will commence our offshore drilling campaign once the temporary operational issues are resolved. Given the substantial underlying resource potential, these short-term challenges do not diminish our long-term value creation outlook. Thank you.
Thank you, members of the management. On behalf of Hindustan Oil Exploration Company Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us today and you may now disconnect your lines.